It's the Nation of Wakanda 2.0 show, starring the King of Wakanda, Stephen Sanders. And on this episode, the King is going to talk about a certain thing that really goes in the workplace and also in life. It's called stress. No matter if you're working in the kitchen, at home, gym, school, everything, you have to find a way to do this. So it's time that we talk about it. Now, hey now, hey girl. Now, let's bring out our host. And don't you forget it. King, stay back. Sanders. Yo. Let's be able to make some noise up in here. I know it's been a while since we basically have been doing this. Well, but I had a good reason for it because of work and busy. So, what's up, everyone? It's the Nation of Wakanda 2.0 show. 2.0 show. I am your host, King Stephen. And this episode is on Christmas Eve. And it's also being sponsored by Papa John's Pizza, and also GoPup. Appreciate you boys. Appreciate the boys. Yeah, cool. So, I know it's been a while since I did an episode. I'm just going to talk about, explain that for a little bit. Then we're going to get into our episode today. Now, the reason I haven't posted anything, did any episodes in the past like couple months is because, one, I was busy with work. Two, I was also on my second honeymoon. Three, just had a very bad death in the family. And this person that I just lost was my best man for the wedding. And that person's name is Isaiah Samuel Hawkins, my cousin. He was more than just my cousin. He was like a little brother to me. And he was following my passion, same way as I was. And on top of that, very serious problem at work. About why I haven't done any episodes. So, let's get to our episode for today. I know it's been a while. I promise you guys, if I need to take some time to myself, please don't be upset. I will send out a post on my social media and let people know. So, let's get down to our episode today. Today's episode, it's about stress. The reason I'm bringing this up is because something bad happened at work today. Not today, a few days ago. And let me explain a little bit about stress, because I go through stress like mostly ever since I started working. Okay. A lot of you that don't know what happened is that my sister, guys, one of my adopted sisters, who I basically do love and cherish and respect. I'm not going to say the person's name. If I'm going to explain the story, I am not, I repeat, not going to reveal the person's name on this one. Now, my sister, this happened on Tuesday when I was working a full shift, because of the week of Christmas. It was me and my boss and my sister getting things ready to go, you know, frying chips, prepping, cooking. Well, we were about to get everything ready to go. Both me and my boss were looking at my sister to see if she was okay. I can tell when something's bothering her. I really do. And out of nowhere, she basically snapped at both of us for no reason. And also, it kind of made me real sad that she walked off. And also sad. Normally, I don't let something like that get to me that hard, but the woman I know is my sister. The way she acted, that wasn't, it felt like it wasn't her. Because normally she never does that. But I found out from some of my coworkers that she has done that several times to them. I asked them, why didn't they tell me about this? I could have basically just talked to her and helped her do this so she could be better. They said they didn't want me to worry. And they said it wasn't your problem. If it's about my family, more importantly, my sister, it is my problem because I'm the one who can help her. So, after that, I tried to reach out to her the day after when we got everything calmed down. Because the board of directors of my gaming channel found out that she got terminated. And then come to find out that a representative that I hired took it upon himself and basically went into my phone and pulled out my sister's name out of the contact list. Right. So then I decided to put two and two together. It was him that spied, that's found out, that told the board about this because he was spying. I was knowing what was going on. And it was also him my representative somehow has a crush on my sister, okay? I didn't want to bring that to my sister's attention because she was focusing on work. So, as of right now, he is terminated. He is no longer have access to my sister's number or anything else. So, let that be a lesson learned. Besides, I have a reason why I keep some of the gamers' numbers and contacts because they basically work with me, and plus, I do talk to them as a person about what's going on. That's what I do. So as far as I'm concerned, I have the authority to not give the board of directors or anyone in my gaming company access to any of the gamers' numbers. So, enough about that. I was really upset. I almost wanted to cut her from the family. That was until she showed up yesterday during service. Brought back everything that I gave her. Now, I don't know why she kept why she didn't want to keep the Apple Watch or the earbuds. All I wanted was the championship belt. That's all. She said she didn't feel right basically doing that and keeping them. I mean, I understand. And she apologized. I could have sworn she really almost broke down in tears when it happened. Look, me staying by, me and the family staying by her side and also giving her the support and help that she needs. It's the best thing. It's one of the best things I can cherish for the rest of my life. I just don't want people thinking, he's a chick, of course he's sharing. That's not the point. That is not the case on this one. The people that I named in my family, I don't give up on them. Okay? I basically find a way how to make sure they help them and get the support they need. So if you call me crazy for standing by my family's side, you better check yourself in the mirror. Guys, I'm not going to sit here, have somebody turn their back on my family for no reason. Lord behold, my family never did that to me. So my sister is going to therapy how to deal with this. And that is the right thing to do. Because here's the thing. This whole thing, guys, she's not a bad person, okay? Guys, she's basically, she's just human, just like everyone else. And we get stressed out of it. And sometimes when it comes to that, we don't let that stress out when we're basically becoming independent and also working. I know that out of everyone. I've been working since I was only 17. I'm not perfect. I just do my job. Until a wise woman told me this, and she reminds me of that saying she did. We all go through trials, son. But the true matter of a person is how they reacted to face those trials. She also said, "Come on, son. No, I'm not really perfect. I haven't been perfect all my life. I let all the pain and stress build up all inside me until eventually it caught off of me over the years. It was hard having to deal with that type of nonsense when I was younger. Then my mom basically told me, "You sacrifice more than anything. It'd be easier to let resentment build up all inside, but it's got to come out somewhere." Then I told her, like, every time I do something right, I feel like I'm doing something wrong. I even told my mother that sometimes I wish it was easier you were here. Then my mom told me, like, nothing makes me regret. How I'm trying to say. Not a day goes by that I don't regret not being there for you right now. I would do anything a second chance to get this right. You got that chance. My mom basically said, you could be the greatest inspiration to our family this world's ever known. I told her, like, not according to all those people out there. She also said, well, do what you do best, son. Prove them wrong. Don't give up. What I'm trying to say here is that there's a point to this. Stress can get the better of us every day. Which is why coming up in the next few days, because I will find the time, I am going to start a second podcast. It's going to be mostly a support group podcast. Where everybody in the group can talk about what they're going through every day and we give them the most of support that we give them to help them fight through this. Dealing with stress is hard. You shouldn't go through it alone. You gotta trust people you know that's willing to be there to help you. Also, you gotta find something that helps you relax. The key is to basically relax more, but still be professional at work. You know what I do? I do meditation. Pray, watch a little TV, but my main thing that helps me out when I sleep is listening to music. Yeah, I listen. Yeah, our boss is very cool of us wearing, listening to music because it helps a person feel much better and also enjoy work. Sometimes even a cold bottle of water can help a person relax more. Also, go on your breaks. That's the number one rule. Now, with everything in, how should I say it? That's going on in your life. You gotta make time to actually relieve stress in a good way. Don't hold it off. Don't hold that stress. You gotta control it. You gotta let it out. Don't bottle it up. Which is why on the second podcast, I'm going to see about finding someone who's in, in the medical field how to release stress. Because I feel like if we have someone who's in the medical field about that, that will feel, it will feel much better. So tune in on my social media for me finding someone who can help us out on that. Anyway. Stress can be avoided and also conquered. The more relaxed you are, the less stress you'll have. Besides, certain people I know that you've worked with and also know for like they go through stress no matter if it's work, family, heck, even school. Those people I know, they care about one thing, care about a few things. That's making sure everything's good and also make sure everything's better. When they knew that stress was taking over them, they made the decision themselves to find a way how to relax more. When they did, it became better. And if they didn't get the relief they need, how to deal with stress, the stress could be basically, can get worse. It would turn into anger. And also someone could get hurt, and there's nobody that can stop them from doing this. Basically, stress can turn you into a dangerous killer by doing that. And no way how to come back from that. I know I'm speaking real deep stuff in here, but it could happen. We've seen it on video games. Bless you. Bless me, guys. Sorry about that. And we see it on TV. And I'm pretty sure it happened in real life, too. What I'm saying is, find a way how to be more relaxed. Now, that's all the time I have for today. Because I'm about to eat soon. Join me tomorrow when I have the time. I will do a very special Christmas edition episode and talk about what I got for Christmas and also how to enjoy Christmas very good. Also, make sure you guys tune in to New Year's Eve or New Year's Day because I'm going to be doing a episode on there too. I'll talk about the new year and how we, all the stuff that we gone through. Also, don't forget about me doing another episode about how to relax more. And plus, after Christmas and the new year, it's the countdown for Valentine's Day. And I will be doing And soon I'll be doing a series on Valentine's Day. How to make sure everyone's prepared for it. No matter if you're gay, straight, or bi. I can help you out on some steps. Well, tune in next time for that to happen. This is King Steven Sanders signing off for tonight. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Feliz Navidad. Signed, sealed, delivered, and Wakanda forever!